Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Candid, a podcast by Swatch and AMDA. I'm your host, Grace Brown, and as always, I'm so happy you're here. What's up, guys? I'm so happy to be back on the podcast and just catching up with you guys. I've kind of had a really busy week. Last week, I had Zoos on the podcast, which was so much fun. I hope everyone really enjoyed that. I had so much fun with it. And going forward, I'm excited to have more guests. I've had a lot of DMs about people they want to see on the podcast, and I've been in contact with people. So it's been fun, and I'm excited to see who says yes. So it's actually exam week at Auburn, and I'm sure many other schools, because it kind of just hits those weeks where people, like the teachers, all plan to give tests because they're like, okay, we have a few chapters down, so test time. I don't have class on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, so it's really nice, but today I have a busy day with recording the podcast, obviously, filming some content, and also studying for a test I have tomorrow and one that I have next week on Valentine's Day. But yeah, that's something that is funny that's coming up, Valentine's Day. I feel like a lot of people get their feelings hurt around Valentine's Day and forget the true meaning. I mean, if you want to look up St. Valentine, whatever, but it's supposed to be a fun holiday, and it's not supposed to be something where you just celebrate with your significant other. You're supposed to be celebrating, you know, what all you're thankful for, blah, 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 you know, the whole thing. I don't have to go on a rampage about that, but basically I know a lot of people feel alone on this holiday, and because they're not in a relationship or they don't have anyone to celebrate with. But I do think that you need to be looking at it in a way where if you aren't celebrating with someone, be grateful that you're not like in a relationship where you have to force it or force them to get you flowers or any of that. That's kind of off topic, but basically I just like to celebrate Valentine's Day with my family, my friends, and there's so many fun things to do around it. My mom has always done a really great job at making it super special, and yeah, I mean, last Valentine's Day, I did have a boyfriend, and, it was fine. We literally broke up like 2 weeks after that, but like, maybe not even 2 weeks. I'm trying to think. Yeah, like actually 2 weeks though. But this year I'm celebrating alone, clearly, and that's okay. Like, I'm happy to be celebrating alone and celebrate things that I love, like my family, friends, whatever. I feel like people put a lot of pressure on the holiday, and I feel like the holiday might be overhyped because it's just a way for people, big companies and stuff, to make money, which kind of sucks, but in retrospect, isn't that what every holiday is now? I feel like I could literally make an entire podcast on that. I really don't have anything else to catch you up on. I started a new book. It's called, oh my gosh, what's it called? Daring Greatly. And it's by this really great book author. I'm leaving that in because I almost called her a book artist. So that's that. New word for authors is book artist, but she is great and I like it. I'm kind of annoyed by it. It's kind of hard getting into books for me, especially because I feel like they don't ever get to the point in the first few chapters. It's like, this is what you're going to learn in the book. And I'm like, okay, great. Well, like, just tell me what it is. Like, let's get to it. But I'm trying to be patient because I do want to finish one book in the month of February. And I'm literally only 20 pages in, but I did start only 2 days ago. So hopefully I'll get that done, but if I don't, I'm not going to be too hard on myself about it. I started working out even more than previously because I've been running for 2 years now. And I'm going to do a podcast kind of about my whole journey of running and everything. There already is a podcast out about that, but not the entire experience and the trials that I went through for it. Anyway, I usually just run 3 miles a day, but I recently have started to do 4 or 5 because I felt like I wasn't pushing myself enough, and like I was just showing up up at the gym to just show up. Like, I wasn't really getting enjoyment out of it anymore. Because I don't know. It's obviously uncomfortable to run 4 or 5 miles every day, but I feel like it'll help me grow as a person. And I had a teacher that used to run, or she still does. She runs like 7 miles every day. And I'm just kind of inspired by that, especially because she was like a mom and got up so early to do all of this. That was really off topic. But yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to push myself and get ready because I just need to be taking better care of my body and stuff, especially with school. And I have a lot of events that are fun coming up, and I want to make sure that I like feel good about myself, which is a huge thing for me. So, jumping into the main segment today, I wanted to talk about being like, I don't know how to put this. I wouldn't say self-employment, but basically like your passion and something that you enjoy doing turning into work. Because I am still in school, like I'm not self-employed because I'm not in the work field yet. But this has just been something I've really been struggling with. And last night I listened to Emma Chamberlain's podcast, which just kind of changed my whole perspective on things and kind of made me feel like justified in a way. And I just wanted to talk about that today because I feel like there's so much that goes on behind the scenes that a lot of people don't see, and it can be a lot, and it affects my content, and it's like stressing me out and whatever. So I started TikTok back in COVID. I've talked about that before. And I just made videos for fun. Obviously, I dreamed of being a content creator one day and being able to monetize my content and make money off of it because that's obviously really exciting. And it has kind of taken over. So I came back to school, got a lot of views on my video, whatever. And then my mom got a TikTok. And I would say it started really picking up, like for real, in November. So then I really started to get a lot of paid collaborations in December, and it was great. I am stunned by how much money I can make from it. I can't even imagine what huge creators do because I have 15,000, like people like Danielle Carolyn and Brooke Mitchell. I have no idea how much they make, but it has to be a lot. And then it kind of just became this, I've kind of felt this way for a while, but whenever something that you do creatively becomes like work in a sense, you know, it becomes really hard. And I just was not ready for that because I always had dreamed of making money off my videos and content. But then it actually got to that point, and it's frustrating because basically my issue is that I'm like putting my self-worth into these videos. And then when they don't get the reaction that I want, or like that I felt like I deserved, no matter how much hard work was put into it, it's sad because it kind of like makes me lower myself in a sense. Like I worked so hard on this video, I think it was like last week, and I really wanted to make sure everything looked great and have a good story behind it, and it just didn't hit like it should have. And I know that happens, and I sound really ungrateful right now, but Emma was talking about this on her podcast, kind of how you identify yourself with these ads and with these videos, and when they don't do well, it hurts you. And so I've been kind of trying to take a step back and really focus my content, which to like cater to what I want and what you guys would probably want to see as well, and take a break from the collaborations and brands and all that, just to really focus on what I want to create for you guys. Not only am I doing this because I want to be able to produce good content where my head is like fully in it, I want to be able to focus on what I really want to create in the long run and like what I'm passionate about. So yeah, I've kind of been struggling with that and having an identity crisis because I feel like I should be growing more than I am on TikTok right now, and not because of like my hard work or anything, but because of my consistency and yada yada yada. And I don't know, it's just like not working out in my favor. And I feel like I just need to press pause and figure it out. I keep referring back to Emma's podcast, but my podcast was a huge inspiration from hers, especially this episode. But something that is hard about doing content creation, and not even that I'm doing it full time, other people are obviously, is that you're your own boss, and that's difficult. I have always been a really, really hard worker. I am not trying to toot my own horn or any of that mess. I just have always really been career and goal driven, and it's hard for me to take a break or press pause. Like, everything I do is centered around the content I want to create. So I kind of struggle with turning it off and turning my brain off when it needs to be. I'll go out and I'll be like, oh, this will be good for TikTok, blah, blah, blah. This will be good for Instagram. I need to get this outfit picture and I need to do this and this and this. And sometimes that's where I think the 9 to 5 world is very great because you can turn it off. And that's something I had to learn this summer in my internship, was that you just have to turn it off. There was one instance where on a Saturday we got an email from one of our clients, and I was in the email thread, and it was a very nasty, ugly email. It was Saturday at like 12 o'clock, and I was like, okay. I didn't even think to not read the email because it wasn't Monday or a weekday and it wasn't 9 to 5. I automatically read it, and it made me upset the entire weekend. And I texted one of my coworkers and I was like, hey, did you see the email that blah, blah, blah sent? And she was like, why are you checking your work email? And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, it's the weekend. So I think that in a sense, yes, the 9 to 5 world can be really repetitive, but it also is good because you can turn your brain off. And Emma talks about that in her podcast, how she struggles a lot. And I see that too in myself, but I've really, like I said, been trying to take a step back and kind of just let it flow how it needs to flow and not be as planned and not be as content focused, if that makes sense. Be more of like a sporadic, well, sporadic is a bad word, like more unhinged. I know that sounds a little like crazy. But that's kind of my goal for this month, is to really focus on that. So the next point I wrote down to talk about was actually the different types of influencers on TikTok, and or the different type of creators, I guess I should say. I feel like there's a few different types, but there's like some very specific ones, if that makes sense. So I'm basically just gonna break it down. You have the people who have overall, like 4 million likes and under 10,000 followers. And these are the people that make videos to popular sounds. And they have like a really creative mind when it comes to that stuff. And they make like relatable, evergreen content. And if you're unfamiliar with that, evergreen means that it could be posted like any time of the year. It's organic. It's not like branding in any way or any of that. So you have those types of people. Their following, if any, is not connected to them in like a relatable way or because they're fascinated by their life, but because they just think they're funny and they like the memes or basically, they're a meme account, is how I would explain it. Then you have the people who have millions of followers and millions of likes, like the Charli D'Amelio, the Dixie D'Amelio, Addison Rae, Bryce Hall. You get the point. And these are your people that literally share nothing about their life, but they have just been at the top of the totem pole. My voice, I'm sorry if it's annoying, I'm sorry. But it's a little scratchy today. I don't know why. These people are at the top of the totem pole and always have been. So people like them because they're essentially like the face of TikTok. And they make money from commercials. And they don't ever really talk in their videos. I don't know how to put it. Like Addison Rae just, she's so cute and she's so nice apparently. And I'm not saying this in a mean way, but she could literally just post her face to a 7 second audio and it would get millions of likes. Yes, she worked hard to get here and like put herself out here to get to where she is. But in my opinion, I just don't see how much hard work goes into that, learning like a dance or any of that. And I'm not roasting her. I'm sure she would say the exact same. I think she's done a great job with her brand and branded herself in a really fabulous way. But yeah, that's basically what I would call the face of TikTok, like the facers. You know, we talked about the memes. Then there's like the face of TikTok. And then you have the people who have like a smaller following. And these are like the really influential people, I would say. Like they don't have to have a ton of followers, but the followers they do have are like really, really, really loyal to their brand and really loyal to the videos they make. It's catered to them, it's personal, and it really is probably the most authentic version of content in my personal opinion. And I might just be saying that because I'm biased, because I feel like I'm friends with my followers and I enjoy being friends with my followers. But I feel like this is kind of like the influencer of the creator side, I guess you could say. And I don't know. These people really form their content around what their followers want to see, not what they want to post, if that makes sense. And they answer the questions, find stuff for them. And I like it a lot. And it has taken literally a year and a half for me to get to 15,000. And I'm so happy about it. But that's just kind of like how it rolls, I guess you could say, on that side, because you're building more of like a community and not just like a random follow. And I much rather have that than just have a bunch of empty followers who just, you know, don't interact with me at all. I love when you guys DM me, when you comment on my stuff, and I don't know, it makes me feel like I have a little friend group. I saw a girl complain the other day on my For You page, and this girl makes a lot of videos like this. She always on my For You page. She's like, when my best friend can blow up in one video and get millions of likes, but I'm working my butt off and I get zero. And like, we see you, girl. We notice you. You're clearly on my For You page. But you literally do not have to be special to have one popular video on TikTok. And I don't mean that in a mean way. That is just how the algorithm works. My first TikTok that I ever posted was of Cheez-Its and it got 1 million views. But it did not give me 15,000 followers. And I feel like that's what people don't realize is you don't have to have anything special about you to have a video that hits the algorithm correctly. Anybody can get a million view video, in my opinion. And I commented on the video and I was like, hey, just because your bestie got 1 million likes doesn't mean that she got 1 million followers with that too. And I think that people don't realize that, is that it takes time to build a community. So if you're on that road, if you're on that path, just be patient, and because it's all worth it. Like they say that the day you plant a seed is not the day that you enjoy the flower. So think of it that way. So if you don't follow my Instagram, definitely go do. I do lifestyle on one page and regular post on another page. The lifestyle is styled by GB, and this is where you can really find question boxes and ask me anything and blah, blah, blah. So I actually opened the box for you guys this week and said, I'm recording the podcast tomorrow. I'm curious what you guys want to know and what goes on behind the scenes in my life and on TikTok. So it's kind of a mix of questions, some about my personal life and some about TikTok. I'm just gonna go ahead and jump in. So, someone said, what lighting, filters, and materials do you use? Do I need a ring light or a tripod? Okay. For lighting, I have a ring light. It's kind of a hassle though. Like, I don't enjoy using it. I only use it when I really, really need to. But I also like don't think that my skin looks good on the ring light unless I have makeup on. And that kind of frustrates me. It kind of makes me feel bad about myself. So get a tripod. I use my tripod. I have a baby tripod, and like obviously the ring light has a tripod on it. But the baby tripod is great because it's just like it can go on my desk and record fun things. But I don't have one that's like very tall. I don't use any filters. Because I feel like it could look overfiltrated and it just looks very low quality sometimes. My old videos I used to filter, and I used like the same filter. It was just very saturated. Material-wise, I have this clicker that I love, and you just press a button and it literally starts taking a video on my phone. So like if I want to do an outfit video, it's super easy to use, and I'm pretty sure you can just get them on Amazon. All of it is super inexpensive for like what they are. My next question is, how do I get inspiration for my videos? Do you plan them out? I don't really know where I get inspiration. Like, kind of just from my room, I guess you could say, and seeing other trends on TikTok. But I really hate following like huge trends or huge audios because I just feel like it's so unoriginal. I know a content creator who literally her main platform is just copying trends, but her followers are all a younger demographic, so they literally have no idea, and that frustrates me. But basically, I bounce off ideas with other content creators, and I don't know. I just like kind of, I've been trying to be more go with the flow, as we discussed, but I see what the people like. I see what gets the most likes on videos. I don't entirely depend on that though, because like I said, everything can hit the algorithm differently, even with the caption you use or the words you use. But yeah, I just do that and I see what people want and like. And I don't fully base my opinion around that or my content around that, because some of my followers are actually really mean and are like, I need this, this, and this by a certain time. I'm like, dude, that's just like not my platform at all. Do I plan them out? Yes, but not too far in advance. I have this week planned out just because you kind of do have to plan it out. You can't just record everything and hope for the best, in my opinion. And yeah, I just plan it out on like a Sunday though. Unless it's an ad buy that needs, like the campaign has to be done by a certain date, then I will do something that's planned out. But that's obviously, like, you guys know that. So disclaimer for the next question, I did tell them that they could ask about my personal life. And so this question is about my personal life. Someone asked, what is your family background? So I have always lived in the same small town in Georgia, and my mom grew up there, but she had moved frequently. She lived in many different places. My grandfather had to move frequently because he actually owned a petroleum company. And I literally don't ever talk about it just because I don't know a ton about it, but you know, he passed away in 2013. And my mom's mom passed away actually in January, so that's why I was kind of taking a break from social media. So they were married, and my mom grew up in Gainesville, and she went off to college. She met my dad, and then they got married, and I'm pretty sure they lived in Atlanta for a while, and then moved back here. My dad has always been a golfer. He played golf at Wake Forest, and my mom's dad was a golfer as well. So my mom literally, I'm going to have her on the podcast soon, but whenever she saw a picture of my dad and like learned about his background, she called her mom as a joke and said, I'm going to marry him. So what a manifesting queen, I guess you could say. But anyway, I have a lot of family up north, and I don't really know what my family background is. Like, I don't really know. I have three brothers. They're all older than me. My name is Grace because I was a blessing. Some may say surprise, but my mom always wanted a girl, and she finally got me as her little surprise kitty. And yeah, I'm trying to think of what's cool about my family background. I know a lot of people probably don't think this is cool, but history is like one of my favorite subjects, so I find it very cool. James Madison is my direct blood relative, which I think is awesome. Also, another cool thing about my family background is that on the Brown side, I'm the first girl that hasn't married into the family with the last name, to get the last name Brown in 8 generations. Like, my grandfather had all boys, his grandfather had all boys, like, everybody's always had boys. So I was quite a surprise. Okay, I'm not positive if that was too confusing, but 8 generations, first born girl that was born with the last name Brown, which is very neat. Okay, I'm done with that because I even get confused by it. So I love this question because I feel like a lot of people aren't very like open about this, but someone said, how much of the items do you actually wear or use from companies that send you items? So when it comes to paid collaboration, I do not work with a company that I wouldn't recommend to you guys for free. Like, I am very adamant about that. One of my good friends taught me this. And yeah, as far as it comes to when like a company sends me free stuff, I usually wear like all of it. There hasn't been a time when I've just like given away clothes or sold clothes, which that would be wrong, obviously. But yeah, I try and only work with people who I actually think would benefit my brand, because I don't want to become fake to you guys. I don't want to become an influencer who just does stuff to get paid. Like, I actually want to be a reliable source. The next question is, what does your family think of your TikTok? I've always wanted to start a YouTube, and my mom said no because she didn't want me to publicize my life that much, which, LOL, Kit Kat. Little did you know. So when I got TikTok, I kind of kept it like not private. That's like stupid. But like, I just didn't tell my mom what I was doing. And then I had videos blow up, whatever, flash forward 2 years later. And I created the TikTok for my mom to showcase what she did. And now she really loves it. My brothers all make fun of me. Like, they think it's funny, but I need that. I need to be humbled sometimes. Not even humbled, but I just need to remember, you know, it's not that serious. And my dad likes it. My dad is very hands-on with it, loves to record for me, loves to send me pictures of stuff, wants to be included. Not him personally included in every video, but he wants his content. He always jokes that he was the king of social media, and now me and my mom have taken... Well, I guess he can still be the queen. I mean, the king, and we can be the queens of it. So. Someone asked me to share a funny going out story. So I was thinking so long and hard about this one, and I was like, I don't have any funny going out stories. But then I remembered, I'm going to make a podcast all about stories, because I have so many that are good to share. Like, only the weirdest stuff happens to me. But this one has to do with TikTok. So this was our formal, and my date will not listen to this podcast, but just in case, I'm sorry if you are. So we were set up. Like, I didn't know him personally, and we really hit it off. He was so nice. He was great. We were talking about TikTok. Something got brought up on TikTok, like, about TikTok. He was like, I absolutely hate TikTok. And I was like, in a conversation with one of my best friends, I was like, oh my God, I hate it too. Obviously just trying to make my friend laugh. But she was literally, as I was saying that sentence, she slowly walked away from the conversation. And I was like, oh my God. Now I'm like actually gonna have to pretend I hate it. So we literally talked for 20 minutes. I'm like, he just was saying stuff. I was just agreeing. And I literally have convinced this man that I'm not on TikTok, that I have never even downloaded the app, I guess. Which I don't know. It was one of those things where you didn't really regret it until after you had the conversation. So this was at the pregame, and we go to the date party. It was my formal. We get there, and this girl comes up to me who's in my sorority. Hey, girly, if you're listening. And she goes, "Oh my God, I literally love your TikToks. I'm a freshman, and I think your TikToks are so fun. And I just love seeing it through your eyes and seeing Auburn and blah, blah, blah." And I was like, "Oh my God." Because my date was standing right next to me, and I had just convinced him for 20 minutes I didn't have a TikTok. And my date just kind of looks at me weird, and I was like, "Oh my God." And then I was like, "Yeah, so I actually do have a TikTok." And I showed it to him, and he's like, "Well, that's actually fun." So he's really nice about it. But that's just a funny going out story. And quite embarrassing. So don't lie. I wasn't trying to lie. I was just kind of stuck in a lie. Someone asked me what my future travel plans are. Let's count how many times I can misspeak this episode. Right now, I don't have many. That's such a lie. I just keep forgetting that, like, not everybody knows my plans. So I'm going to Cabo the first week of March. The second week of April, I'm going to Miami. And then, I don't know. My brother gets married in June, so like my schedule's kind of blocked off after I graduate as when it comes to like traveling. I really want to go to Italy though. I was supposed to go for Corona, I mean for a whole summer, and I was going with my best friend Julia. We were going to be in Italy and we were going to go truffle hunting, take classes on oh my gosh, take classes on gelato. Just like kind of stupid classes that are just for the experience, really. But yeah, but then Corona happened and I couldn't go. So I had to take accounting online that summer, which was so fun, and biology, but I'm so glad I got it out of the way. Someone asked what my major is, apparel merchandising. I love that people are like new here and asking that. And the classes I'm taking right now are apparel merchandising and management, retail innovation, and one other one I forgot the name of. Someone said, "Do you have someone that follows you on TikTok that you freak out over?" This is a funny question. I was talking to Zeus about this last night. And yes, I have a few. I think like the most famous person that follows me is Alex French, which I know that's so random to think of. But she's so cute. Her and her roommate follow me, and I follow them back, both back, obviously. And she's like precious. I think she's so cute. I couldn't imagine going through a freshman year with like that many followers of TikTok. And yeah, I really like her. Another person that I really love is Eli Rallo. We followed each other on TikTok and Instagram for like 2 years, though. She is so sweet. She's great. And she's given me a ton of good advice as a friend over the years. One person I really love is Claire McLaughlin. I really want to have her on the podcast one day. She's great. I know that she's really overwhelmed right now because she's just doing a lot and it's great. And I'm so happy and so proud of her because I've seen her grow. But she has been such a great supporter of me and my mom, which I love because my mom is just so sweet. Like, she deserves all the support in the world and she like loves being friends with Claire. So I think that's a cute little relationship. This is such a great question. I get asked this all the time. Someone said, "Do you have an agent or do you work with an agency?" The answer is yes, which is kind of crazy to say because I literally have 15,000 followers. Like, I'm not mega famous or anything, but I have an agency. So I'm not going to tell the name because that's personal private business. I work with them and basically they reach out to me and they help me figure out what brands want to work with me. It's great. I love it. It's so easy. No money gets taken out of my paycheck. They're just kind of paid to scout people out, and they scouted me out as an agency. And yeah, I really like it. I like working with it. They're very free. They don't really, stop me from posting anything that I want to post, and it's great. Okay, this is my last question. Always DM me, whatever, I don't care if you have any more questions. But my last question that I'm going to be answering today, I'm going to save some of the other ones for another podcast, is what do you enjoy about being on TikTok and content creating? And I've talked about this before, but the support I get from it, from my followers, is amazing. I've also learned a lot about myself. I love having a little community of people, and I've made like a little girlfriend group, which is so fun. I also love being able to like sell hoodies and put out my work. And yeah, that's probably my favorite part. I'm really thankful for the friends that I've made from it. There's just a lot of different things. Every day I realize something I'm more grateful for. And that's something I'm really trying to do in the month of February, is be more grateful and more in the moment. So I had so much fun catching up with you guys today, and I enjoyed this type of podcast, just kind of talking and catching up. But unfortunately, I do have a test tomorrow, and by the time you're listening to it, I will be done with it, because it's on a Thursday and today's a Wednesday and the podcast comes out Friday, if you needed any clarification. But yeah, I need to study for that test and get some other things done for TikTok, and yeah. As always, reach out to me on Instagram or anything. Follow Styled by GB. That way you can always be in the know of what podcast is coming next and be included in the podcast with questions. No judgment zone. I absolutely love interacting with you guys. I hope you guys have a fun and safe weekend. I'm your host, Grace Brown, and thanks for being candid with me today. Bye.